Hey guys, Harley D here with your 3-minute break. 3 minutes of the wildest, weirdest, wackiest news to get your mind off your day. Let's get it started. In San Diego's Gaslamp Quarter District Tuesday, a pedicab driver was discovered unconscious with a snake around his neck. Travis Ilzer Young, 27, is accused of riding a bicycle under the influence. Officers said they found Young intoxicated and passed out on the ground just after 1:30 a.m. As they approached him, Young climbed onto his pedicab and tried to cycle away backwards, but apparently left his snake. San Diego Police Department contacted the San Diego County Animal Service, who removed the 18-inch snake and said it wasn't in good condition. The ball python was taken to an emergency veterinarian to be treated for starvation, dehydration, and anemia, animal services say. The reptile will stay in the hospital until further notice. A man who jokingly sought $10 from a crowdfunding website to pay for his first attempt at making potato salad and ended up raising $55,000 is making good on his promise to throw one huge party. Zach Brown is planning Potato Stock 2014, an all-ages, charity-minded party Saturday in downtown Columbus, Ohio, featuring bands, food trucks, beer vendors, potato sack races, and definitely potato salad. His effort on Kickstarter in early July to buy potato salad ingredients took on a life of its own and attracted worldwide attention as the amount grew. The 31-year-old eventually raised $55,492. The Columbus Dispatch reports Brown partnered with the Columbus Foundation to start an endowment that will aid area charities that fight hunger and homelessness. The account started with $20,000 in post-campaign contribution donations, but will grow after proceeds from the potato stock are added. A German city is launching a program aimed at getting alcoholics and drug addicts off the streets by paying them with beer and cigarettes for doing menial cleaning jobs. The pilot project, called Pickup, is being tested with 10 homeless addicts who normally loiter in public spaces. The program set to start on Wednesday and inspired by a Dutch program in Amsterdam faces heavy criticism. Many say that beer and cigarettes should not be paid for by public money. Others just don't think it's morally right to give severe alcoholics beer. And that has been it for your 3-minute break. I'm Harley D signing off. This is radio.dominican.edu.